Right. Good morning to you all. Sad that Jilly is not able to be with us. She's not well. We'll be praying for her. And I think Rita's not well either. No. So we'll remember them certainly in prayer. We're starting a new series today. The title is All About Jesus, and we're going through some, I won't say all, of his ministry each week. And we're starting today with when he was with John the Baptist and he was actually baptized himself. That's what we'll be looking at today. So the first two songs, Jesus is King and Jesus is the name we honor, is very appropriate, really, if it's all about Jesus. So we'll sing both of those without any other interruption. Jesus is King. Thank you.
Jesus is King.
Thank you. Thank you for sending your Son into the world. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his ministry, for his teaching, and for all that he means to us. And we thank you, Father, for the gift of the Spirit that comes, the Spirit that equips and empowers us to serve you. We thank you. We adore you, Father, Son, and Spirit. We live in a world that has many wonders, much beauty, but it also has many problems. And at the moment, Lord, we are suffering from rather acute weather in the world at large. And we pray, Lord, for the safety of all people. We pray that during the difficult times, people will be careful, that they will seek to keep safe. We thank you, Lord, for the beauty of creation, because it's so easy for us to see the difficulties and yet not admire the wonders and the beauty of your world, the world that you, Lord, created. We thank you, Lord, for the world. And we ask that you would help us that we might be your servants in this world, that we might be your ambassadors, that we might tell people about you. There are many people who do not seem to know you, or maybe even want to know you. But Lord, we want to be those ambassadors that speak up for you, that share your great and saving love. So Lord, will you equip us? Will you help us? Will you guide us, that we may be not what we want to be, but what you want us to be? Lord, we pray for all the people in the world who seek to help other people. We thank you for all the different services that there are, all the different people. Lord, we thank you for them all, and we ask that you would help us, that we might be faithful in your service too. We thank you for our fellowship here. We thank you, Lord, for the way that you brought about this fellowship. We thank you, Lord, for the witness that we are able to share. We thank you that the pub allows us to come and have these services and to share your love. And Lord, we pray that we might be faithful in all that we seek to accomplish as your witnesses. And Lord, we know that there are some of our loved ones that cannot be with us today. We think of Stuart. Lord, he loves you. He loves to serve you. He loves to be part of your family. And we pray, Lord, that you would be with him at home, that you would keep him safe, and you would continue to equip him for the faith that he has. Lord, we pray for Jilly. We're so used to having Jilly here with us, Lord. Today she's not well, and we pray that you would be her healer, that you would be her strength, that you would be her courage. And Lord, we pray for Rita. We know that Rita's not well too, Lord, and we pray that you would be her healer too. Lord, there are many things and many people that we could pray for today. You know, Lord, who is on our individual hearts and minds. And we bring them all to you, Lord. And we ask that you would hear our private prayers. We ask that you would be with those people for whom we are concerned. And we pray, Lord, above all, that we might shine for you, that others may see you, Lord, working in and through us. So, Lord, we bring our whole fellowship to you, and we ask, Lord, that you would be our all in all. And we pray that as we look at the ministry of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that that might strengthen our faith, that it might lift us up, that it might equip us to be all and everything that you want us to be. Oh Lord, we love you and we want to reveal that love in all that we do and in all that we say. So Lord, we ask that you would hear our prayers, those spoken out aloud and those that you hear privately. Lord, we know that you not only listen, but that you answer. And we thank you, Lord, and we pray that we might go forward with the confidence of knowing that you answer our prayers. Bless you, Lord, we thank you, for you are indeed a wonderful God. Amen. When I turned over the book this morning, and I saw Jesus, lover of my soul, I didn't know, I must admit, that in the chorus it starts, it's all about Jesus. It's good that we're reminded that, because that is what we'll be looking at depth as we continue through the first part of this year. So, Jesus, lover of my soul, all-consuming fire is in your gate. Jesus, I want you to know I will follow you all my days. Thank you.
Power and only.
welcome. Now Jean is going to share the reading with us. Thank you, Jean.
The Bible reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 3 and it's verses 13 to 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.
Thank you. And we will look at that very shortly. It surprised John the Baptist when Jesus requested to be baptized. He surrendered to what he knew the Father wanted him to do. We need to surrender to Jesus too, don't we? And that's what the next hymn says. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. Thank you.
I will ever love and trust.
So we start this new section, and yes, it's all about Jesus, and in many ways, so it should be. John the Baptist centered his ministry on repentance and the kingdom of heaven. And all kinds of people came to hear John and to watch the great baptismal services that he apparently conducted. We're going to look at the baptism of Jesus. The Jews baptized Gentile converts, but Jesus was baptizing the Jews. His baptism was authorized from heaven. It was not something John declared or borrowed. It was a baptism of repentance, looking forward to the Messiah's coming. The Jews baptized Gentile converts, but Jesus was baptizing the Jews. And John had devised or borrowed what he felt was right. It was a baptism of repentance, looking forward to the Messiah's coming. His baptism fulfilled two purposes. It prepared the nation for Jesus, and it presented Jesus to the nation. But John mentioned two other baptisms. He mentioned a baptism of the Spirit and a baptism of fire. The baptism of the Spirit came at Pentecost, and note that Jesus said nothing about fire. Today, whenever a sinner trusts Jesus, he is born again, and immediately baptized by the Spirit into the body of Christ, in other words, into the body of the Church. In contrast, the baptism of fire refers to the future judgment, as Matthew in his Gospel explains. I want us for a moment to look at Jesus' obedience. Jesus was baptized not because he was a repentant sinner, because he wasn't a sinner at all, was he? Even John tried to stop Jesus. But the Lord knew it was his Father's will. So why was Jesus baptized? Well, first, his baptism gave approval to John Baptist's ministry. Secondly, he identified himself with publicans and sinners, the very people that Jesus, of course, came to save. First, His baptism gave approval to John's ministry. Second, he identified himself with publicans and sinners, the very people he came to save, yes, but mainly in his baptism it pictured his future baptism on the cross. When all the waves and billows of God's judgment would go over him. So then, John the Baptist bore witness to Jesus as the Son of God and also as the Lamb of God because of John's witness. Many, many sinners trusted Jesus. With this, we hear what happened when Jesus was baptized. A voice from heaven was heard to say, "This is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased." So you see, Jesus, why was he baptized? Well, partly in obedience to the Father, but also, I believe, much, much more. Many of the people realized the need for repentance. They knew that Jesus was without sin, but we are not. And people realized that if Jesus should be baptized, then surely this was what not only the Father wanted, but this was the way that God the Father wanted us to follow. And now we come then, not just to the obedience of Jesus, but we come to the Father's part in all of this. On three special occasions, the Father spoke from heaven at Christ's baptism, at the Transfiguration, and when Christ approached the cross. In all those three occasions, the Father spoke about Jesus. He was pleased with his Son. And today, today God speaks through his Son. We hear God the Father talking to us through his Son Jesus. The Father's statement from heaven seems to be an echo of Psalm 2, verse 2. "The Lord has said unto me, Thou art my Son. This day have I begotten thee." And in Acts 13, verse 34, informs us that this praise of Jesus, if you like, refers to the coming of his resurrection from the dead and not his birth at Bethlehem. You see, this was the important thing, wasn't it? Not just that Jesus was born into this world, but it was the resurrection that proved all that Jesus had come for. Not that he was just a man sent by God, but that he was part of the very Godhead. The resurrection proves that Jesus, who was crucified, he is God. He is part of the Godhead. And, well, that proves it surely. So there we are. But I believe that this Father's statement also relates Jesus Christ to the suffering servant. Well, you remember that was prophesied in Isaiah that the suffering servant would come, that would be God himself. Also, in Matthew, there is quoted from Isaiah 42, verses 1 to 3, where the Messiah servant is called my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. The servant described in Isaiah, my friends, is humble, rejected, made to suffer and die, but is also seen to come forth in victory. That's what happened, wasn't it, eh? While the nation of Israel is seen dimly in some of these servant songs, it is the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who is revealed most clearly in those servant songs. Again, we see the connection with Christ in his death, in his burial, and of course, in his resurrection. Finally, the Father's statement approved all that Jesus had done up to this point. His hidden years in Nazareth were years of pleasing the Father. Certainly the Father's commendation was given with great encouragement to Jesus as he started his very ministry. But you know, whatever you look at, Jesus, yes, known as the suffering servant, but here in his baptism, he showed that he who was without sin took that path, A, to please the Father, to prove his ministry and to show the way for us to go. And you know, I believe very much that, yes, John the Baptist preached repentance. We all need to repent. But when we repent, how do we show that has happened? When I first became interested in the church, I could not say that I had fully repented. I couldn't say that I really knew what it was to be saved by Jesus. But one day, I was at church, and the pastor preached on repentance. He preached on baptism, what he called believer's baptism. And having come from an Anglican church before this, I found that a bit strange. Anyway, the message, sermon, call it what you like, came over so powerful that it challenged many people. And people, if they really, really, really felt that God had got hold of them and spoken to them, were asked to come forward. If I tell you that 40 people came forward, I was one of them. I can tell you this, it wasn't because so many people came forward, I had no idea who came forward. I was very much on my own. God had spoken to me and no one else seemed to matter. Eventually, we were invited to be baptized. You couldn't baptize 40 people in one service, so of course it was sorted out, some people first and then all on different days. And when the day came for my baptism, and I went forward and I stepped into the pool, and the minister on his own, someone I knew very well, baptized me. He took me under the water, brought me back, and the tears were running down my eyes. And he said, "Oh, Bruce, I'm sorry, did I take you down too far?" No, he didn't take me down too far. He baptized me. Those were tears of love. They weren't tears of, you know, being frightened of the water or anything like that. Strange, because I didn't swim, but never mind. Those were tears of feeling that at last I had acknowledged that Jesus was inviting to change my life. Not just for me to go to church, but to be something much more. And I believe that when Jesus was baptized, that has encouraged, that has taught, that has given reason for other people to be baptized also. So I thank God. I thank God the Father that his Son was baptized, because I believe that this is the way, certainly one of the great ways, to reveal that we believe in our Savior. Next week we'll look at the temptation that Jesus went through. Once we accept Jesus, life's not always easy, and the devil is very, very active, as we will see next week. God bless you. Amen. We've got two hymns to sing. The first one, I am not ashamed to own my Lord or to defend his cause, to maintain the honor of his word and the glory of his cross. I trust that none of us are ashamed to own our Lord. God bless you.
The track I'm using here is one Brian should be familiar with, because it's from the White Wolf Chapel. Mm-hmm. So Brian will be singing along lustfully to this one.
I'm not ashamed to own my Lord, or to defend his soul.
Oh,
know that one before, but that's a good one, isn't it?
Yes, I must admit, those last, that one and the one we're now going to sing, meant a lot to me because of the baptism. So the last one, "Oh happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Saviour and my God." Thank you, Richard.
Oh happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Saviour and my God. And may the soul in heart rejoice and tear the scriptures all afloat. Oh happy day, oh happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me now
together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.
Amen.
Alleluia! Thank you.